tourist helicopter crashed into the Hudson River in New York yesterday. Five members of a Spanish family, including three children, were killed and the pilot also died. Our reporter Jo Caulfield heard more from journalist Harriet Alexander in New York last night.
So the crash happened about 3:30 p.m. local time on Thursday. It was a tourist helicopter flight carrying six people, one pilot and five members of a Spanish family of tourists, three children and two adults. All six on board were killed, we now know. There's amazing social media footage coming out, which shows the helicopter essentially seeming to sort of topple over and over as it crashed into the river. It was operated by a New York-based tourist company. The CEO has said he's absolutely devastated by what has happened. But it must be said that actually helicopter accidents are not that rare. So since 1977, there have been 32 people killed in New York in helicopter crashes, most recently in 2019, when a pilot was forced to make an emergency landing on a skyscraper in the city. But this is the worst accident involving a helicopter since 2018, when people were killed in a helicopter crash in sort of similar circumstances, the helicopter going into the water.
What happens now? What sort of an investigation mechanism kicks into place to find out exactly what happened here?
Well, the Federal Aviation Authority will start an investigation into this. They will be looking, of course, at whether this is pilot error, whether it's mechanical failure, what went wrong here, of course, to try and avoid something like this happening again. The bodies have been recovered from the river of all six people. We haven't got the names yet. This is presumably because they are wanting to inform the families back in Spain, and that has not been possible so far. It's getting late in the evening there. Yes, there will be an investigation taking place to find out exactly what happened.
And that was journalist Harriet Alexander ending Jo Caulfield's report.